This is JIS News. Coming up, JCF launches Get the Guns campaign. 30 young men from vulnerable communities to be trained in stevedoring and Agriculture Minister to report to Cabinet on PC Bank audit findings. The news in detail after this message.
Are you registered to vote? If not, don't miss your chance to get on the next voters list. The deadline for registration is Wednesday, September 30. Persons not registered by September 30 for the November voters list cannot be added before May 2016. To get registered, simply visit the EOJ constituency office nearest you. For more information, call us at 922-0425-9 or visit ecj.com.jm. Remember, voting is your right.
Now the news. The Jamaica Constabulary Force has launched its Get the Guns campaign aimed at reducing gun violence in the country. The initiative was announced by Police Commissioner Dr. Carl Williams at a press conference at the JCF headquarters on Thursday. He says the implementation of the campaign will take a multifaceted approach and will see to the inclusion of greater police intelligence resources, increase of island-wide searches and seizure operations, and the reduction of the free movement of illegal guns through heightened police presence on road networks, among other activities. Outlining the impact of gun violence, which has significantly affected the country over the last 10 years, the commissioner revealed that firearms were responsible for more than 10,300 murders.
That is approximately 75% of the 13,780 plus murders recorded in Jamaica over the period. During the same period, an additional 9,000 Jamaicans were shot and injured, resulting in a heavy burden on our health services.
The police commissioner is urging Jamaicans to take a stand against illegal guns in their community and report what they know to the ultra-confidential Crime Stop at 311. The Ministry of National Security and the Shipping Association of Jamaica, SAJ, have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to train 30 young men in stevedoring under the Integrated Apprenticeship Program. The six-month partnership will see young men selected from vulnerable communities targeted by the Citizen Security and Justice Program, CSJP, engaged in 5 weeks of classroom training and 6 months of apprenticeship training, renewable up to 3 years based on their performance. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting has welcomed the partnership, noting that it will provide the young men with opportunities within the fast-growing shipping and logistics industry.
The signing of this MOU is just another example of what can be done to provide at-risk youth with options that make it easier for them to resist the lure of criminal alternatives. This is a kind of partnership between government, business, and the community that is needed to address the problems we face as a society.
Minister Bunting was speaking at the signing of the MOU Thursday. Agriculture Minister Derek Kellyer is to report to Cabinet on the findings of the August 2015 special audit, which he had mandated be done on the operations of the National People's Cooperative Bank Jamaica Limited, NPCB. According to a press release issued by the Office of the Prime Minister Thursday, Minister Kellyer will also outline measures for the restructuring and strengthening of the financial management and governance of the bank. This is in an effort to protect the interest of the farmers who rely on the bank for savings and loan financing support. The general manager of the NPCB has been sent on leave to facilitate further and more detailed audits which are ongoing. An interim general manager has been appointed by the ACB. And more than 120 technical officers of the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development and its agencies who are involved in the building approval process will benefit from training to be provided by the University of Technology, UTEC. The program, being facilitated under a Memorandum of Understanding at a cost of $6 million, aims to provide the participants with the requisite skills and qualifications to implement proposed revisions to the 1907 Building Act. Local Government Minister Noel R. Scott and UTEC's Acting President Professor Colin Jazz signed the agreement on Wednesday at the Ministry's Hagley Park Road office in Kingston. Minister R. Scott, in welcoming the partnership, says it will facilitate the exchange of ideas and skills through training.
We will collaborate to conduct research in areas of interest, including the design, maintenance, management of urban centers, local sustainable development planning, drainage, design, construction, project management, management and costing, and subdivision design and approval.
That was JIS News. I'm Anjuy James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.